It's Friday afternoon at O'Neill Sea Harvest Fish House in Wanchese. The owner, Benny O'Neill, walks the slippery floor, slick with dripping juice from fish, crabs, and shrimp just brought in fresh. To O'Neill's back is a large table surrounded by workers heading shrimp as big as a hot dog.
Spring and fall is a good season for seafood when the water starts warming from the winter and now cooling from the summer. So this is a good time. We're getting a lot of shrimp.
A lot of mackerel is also coming in, and bluefish, flounder, and tuna. O'Neill says there's plenty of fish to catch.
A lot of boys are fishing now that maybe used to do other things like contractors and when building fell out way. Now they're fishing, so we've gained some folks from doing that.
On the dock next to O'Neill's is a large truck with the motor running. Workers are icing fish and packing it in the truck. Most seafood from this fish house heads up and down the East Coast to places like the famous Fulton Market in New York. The latest inventory says there are 83 fish houses like O'Neill still operating in North Carolina. 9 fish houses closed since 2009, but that's a slower rate of closing than a decade ago.
All right, it's going to be 57.21.
Benny O'Neill has been able to keep his business strong by changing things up a bit. Before you see his fish house operation on the harbor, you see his cafe and retail shop. The slogan on his glossy brochure reads, "Come where it's caught, cleaned, and cooked." I must admit, the fried softshell crab sandwich is delicious. Elizabeth Yates of Charlotte just spent $57, mostly on shrimp.
When you used to come here, I guess 15 years ago, you didn't come into a shop like this.
No. You came into, we've actually gone out through the gate where they back the trucks up to it and had to pull somebody out of the office because we would be the only customer.
Trying to get your shrimp and tuna.
Trying to get my shrimp and tuna.
So. Now, today, let's zoom forward 15 years. Explain where we are now and what you like about it.
It's accessible and easy, and it's popular, which means it's going to probably survive.
That's great news for folks like Sarah Mirabilio. She's a fisheries specialist with the North Carolina Sea Grant Extension Program in Manteo. Mirabilio spends her time visiting fishermen and fish houses, trying to help them diversify their business models. She calls it making fish cakes out of fish.
All this is good because when you have a diversified business model, if something goes wrong in one sector, you have your other sectors or your other parts of your business that can make money and sort of offset one weak link in your business.
And business hasn't been easy for fishermen and fish house operators. The fish house inventory cites threats from cheaper imported seafood, stricter fisheries regulations, and if you talk to a fisherman, high fuel prices. Results from the inventory will be used in research underway at East Carolina University. It's looking at ways to move more local seafood throughout the state to help preserve the industry. 2 NC State grads have already embraced that part of the business model. For 2 years, Ryan Speckman and Lynn Peterson have been making trips to fish houses like O'Neill's and selling seafood on the side of the road. That evolved into their new business, Local Seafood. Lynn Peterson.
Get products from the commercial fishermen on the coast, you know, to the triangle, move it fast, get it super fresh, and also introduce folks to species they may not have tried before.
Today they have a small space at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, selling fresh fish 2 days a week, or until they sell out. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.